proofs of the Big Bang. Expansion of the universe. In 1929, in the California Mount Wilson Observatory, an American astronomer by the name of Edwin Hubble made one of the greatest discoveries in the history of astronomy. While he observed the stars with a giant telescope, he found out that the light from them was shifted to the red end of the spectrum, and that this shift was more pronounced the further a star was from the Earth. This discovery had an electrifying effect in the world of science, because according to the recognized rules of physics, the spectra of light beams traveling towards the point of observation tend towards violet light, while the spectra of the light beams moving away from the point of observation tend towards red. During Hubble's observations, the light from stars was discovered to tend towards red. This meant that they were constantly moving away from us. Before long, Hubble made another important discovery. The stars and the galaxies were not only moving away from us, they were also moving away from each other. Only one conclusion could be reached from a universe where everything is moving away from each other. The universe is constantly expanding.
While science discovered the expansion of the universe in the 1920s, this truth was announced by the Quran 1,400 years earlier. I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. As for heaven, we built it with great power and gave it its vast expanse.
Contrary to what materialists assume, the universe did not emerge because of some coincidences in matter, but it came into existence with God's creation, and definitely the most accurate source of information on the origins of the universe is the Word of God.
Cosmic background radiation.
1% of the static electricity found on your television comes from cosmic microwave background radiation left over from the Big Bang of 13.8 billion years ago. How can that be? Let's find out.
In 1948, George Gamow made a new proposal concerning the Big Bang. According to Gamow, if the universe was formed by the Big Bang, then there must be radiation left over from this explosion. What's more, this radiation must be uniform throughout the universe. It wasn't long until proof of the necessary existence of this radiation was found. In 1965, two researchers named Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson discovered these waves of radiation. They called it cosmic background radiation, and discovered that it had no particular source, but was spread all over the universe. It was a remnant of the first stages of the Big Bang, and was a wave of heat that had spread evenly to everywhere in the universe. Penzias and Wilson won the Nobel Prize for their discovery. In 1989, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, launched the COBE satellite to study cosmic background radiation. The advanced sensors on this satellite took only 8 minutes to confirm the findings of Penzias and Wilson. COBE had discovered proof of the Big Bang as the beginning of the universe. The greatest astronomical discovery of all time, the Big Bang Theory, has been decisively proven. The COBE 2 satellite, which was launched following COBE, only further confirmed the calculations regarding the Big Bang that had already been made. A picture of the Big Bang. Whichever direction we look in space, we can detect light that has been traveling to us from the beginning of the universe, nearly 13.8 billion years ago. However, while the radiation mentioned earlier cannot be seen by the human eye, it can easily be detected by radio telescopes. On the screen, you can see a map showing the radiation in the universe from the Big Bang when the universe was only 380,000 years old. The image taken by the European Space Agency Planck satellite of the traces of this cosmic radiation was obtained after 16 years of hard work. It shows us the remaining echoes of the birth of the universe. The initial findings of the Planck mission showed us clusters of distant galaxies that had never been seen before, and radiation that still exists after the Big Bang, thus unearthing further clues as to how the universe began. proportion of hydrogen to helium.
Another further item of proof for the Big Bang is the amount of hydrogen gas compared to the amount of helium gas in space. It is understood from recent measurements that the proportion of hydrogen to helium gas in the universe corresponds to the theoretical amount that has been calculated to have remained after the Big Bang. If the universe had had no beginning, and had therefore been in existence forever, the hydrogen within it would have been completely burned up and have been converted into helium.
What do the scientists say?
All of this strong evidence has led to firm acceptance of the Big Bang Theory by the scientific community. It is now been concluded by science that the universe began and was formed by the Big Bang. Even materialist scientists who have objected to the Big Bang Theory have had to admit that the universe was created in a moment from nothing. Perhaps the most important of these is the famous physicist Sir Fred Hoyle.
Hoyle has said the following about the implications of the Big Bang. The Big Bang theory holds that the universe began with a single explosion. Yet, an explosion merely throws matter apart, while the Big Bang has mysteriously produced the opposite effect, with matter clumping together in the form of galaxies.
Another intricate feature of the order in the Big Bang is the speed of the explosion. Paul Davies, a renowned professor of theoretical physics, stated that
the pace of expansion after the Big Bang is incredibly fine-tuned, and he reached the conclusion that this phenomena could have only been precisely calculated. Careful measurement puts the rate of expansion very close to a critical value, at which the universe will just escape its own gravity and expand forever. A little slower and the cosmos would collapse. A little faster, and the cosmic material would have long ago completely dispersed. If the explosion after the Big Bang had been even a little faster, then the cosmic material would have long ago completely dispersed. If the expansion rate had differed from its actual value by more than 10 to the minus 18th, 1 quintillionth of a second, then there would have been no universe. If the density of the universe was a little bit more, in that case the universe would not be expanding, but contracting, ultimately diminishing to a single point. If the initial density had been a little bit less, then the universe would be rapidly expanding, but in this case, atomic particles would not be attracting each other, and no stars and no galaxies would ever have formed.
Perfect systems we can observe in the universe, the stars, the earth, the people living on the surface of the earth, trees, animals, flowers, and all other life. All of this could never have been formed following any type of random explosion, with atoms coming together on their own. Everywhere we look, we see proofs of our Lord's presence and His superior power. The Quran tells us how the universe came out of nothing. I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth.
Matter and time have been brought into existence by the Creator, who is independent of all these concepts and has infinite power. The Creator is God, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. At a time when humanity had only limited knowledge about the universe 14 centuries ago, the Quran gave this information about the universe in line with the Big Bang Theory, that it came into being from a minute entity that expanded after being separated.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan.
Do those who are unbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together, and then we unstitched them, and that we made from water every living thing? So will they not have faith?
The original word, racht, which is translated as joined together in the verse, means anything close, solid, impervious, united together in a solid mass. That is, it is used for two different pieces that form an entity, and one of them breaks through the other and makes its way out. Indeed, when we are reminded of the first moment of the Big Bang, we see that the point called the cosmic egg contained all the matter in the universe, everything, the heavens and the earth, that were not created yet, were contained in this spot in a state of racht. Afterwards, this cosmic egg exploded, causing its matter to fataha, separating one from the other, and in the process created the structure of the whole universe.
Have a look around you, and you will see that all is in a state of perfect peace, stability, and perfection. This is because everything on earth is not there by chance. Nothing is out of control or has developed unconsciously.
Everything is connected with a wonderfully proportioned and remarkable order because it belongs to our Lord, who created a magnificent and miraculous artistry out of one explosion. Allah informs us in the Quran, "I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. To him is due the primal origin of the heavens and the earth."